A few weeks ago, President Obama issued a directive to public schools across the U.S. saying transgender students should use a bathroom or locker room in which they identify with.
I think some districts are absolutely struggling with this situation. They want to make sure that individuals, students are 100% protected from any type of discrimination, while at the same time balancing the concerns that some individuals in their community have with regard to just these differences.
Tracy Lepardi is an attorney at Harris Beach in Buffalo. She specializes in education law. The debate continues over transgender students' rights in a school. Lepardi says the Obama directive was issued in a joint letter from the Department of Justice and Department of Education.
And that guidance, while it doesn't have the same force of law, that certainly is something that various educational institutions need to consider, because otherwise they could potentially lose federal funding. We've seen some lawsuits around the country, but certainly the Department of Justice becoming involved with various schools and telling them that they must provide appropriate facilities to transgender individuals, otherwise they will lose federal funding.
But almost a year ago here in New York, the State Education Department did issue a transgender and gender nonconforming students guidance document to assist districts with their policies.
So this is very personal for me. As a gay woman who 30 years ago, if I talked about being a lesbian, there would be the same kind of issues and fright that's going on right now about transgender kids.
Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. Weingarten says it is about the safety and security of transgender students.
They have to be safe emotionally, they have to be safe physically, and that the places where we've had bathrooms that accommodate non-conforming gender issues or accommodate kids who are transgendered, there's not been any safety issues there. That's actually been better for everyone involved.
Weingartner says she was recently involved in an op-ed piece in Delaware where they've changed the policy to make sure transgender students are comfortable in locker rooms and bathrooms.
It's actually been helpful. It's actually been less, there's been fewer issues, not more issues. And I think those policies are good. Those policies are important in terms of inclusiveness, but most important, those policies are important in terms of safety and security of children.
But those who oppose a transgender person using a locker room or bathroom of their choice believe that there could be potential danger for other students. For students in kindergarten through 12th grade, they are protected in New York State under the Dignity for All Students Act. That's designed to provide a safe and supportive environment without discrimination or bullying. Colleges and universities follow federal guidelines.
I think one of the other difficulties, too, is that school districts also have to maintain the privacy for students under the Federal Family Rights and Privacy Act. In that regard, these types of decisions and these types of circumstances pertaining to students are, and they should be, very much on a case-by-case basis.
Back in January, the Clarence School District approved a policy, but before the vote, both parents and students spoke out for and against the issue. The Buffalo Public School District is calling the president's directive welcome news. The district is working on developing its own policy to enhance protections and support students. Lepardi says while districts must remain cognizant of the law and interpretations, the most important aspect is to make sure adults are listening to students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.